This is a show about people, music, and stories that can help us heal, love, and uplift others. This is Waking Up in America, and I am your host, Tatiana Taichi Cameron. Hello, and welcome back. Today's podcast is about fitting in, or actually not fitting in, and finding courage to be ourselves. I have a guest for you today. She's a music artist, Irenka, whose story I recently heard at a listening party. A listening party is when artists showcase their music in front of industry people like record label reps, managers, or producers. As an artist, I never like them because you're putting yourself out there to be criticized, shredded to pieces, and told that you don't have a hit song and that no one will get you or buy your albums. Well, this one was different. I was hosting in my home for Irenka and her friend who was helping her make some connections on the Nashville music scene. It was really nice to listen to a young artist who is not afraid to create and tell stories in her own unique and very eclectic way, without fear of being misunderstood, criticized, or rejected. And yet, because she had been misunderstood, criticized, and rejected, her music is rich and healing, teaching us to accept ourselves and seek out a community where we can thrive and be who we are created to be. This is Waking Up in America.
Hi, I'm Irenka, and I'm an artist from Belgium, pop alternative artist, and I live now in Nashville, Tennessee.
Irenka sings, plays keyboard, dances, tells stories. On the back of her keyboard, she tapes a sign with her name, social media handles, and her website, blackswanworld.com. I asked her, why Black Swan?
So the Black Swan is a combination of, first it started with the story of the ugly duckling. Everybody knows that story. And it's really a story of the environment reflecting the wrong image to you, because the ugly duckling was always a swan and it was always beautiful, and it could not see it because its direct environment was not reflecting that image to it. And once it found the people who were like him and who understood him, finally he could see that he was one of them and where he belonged and his own beauty.
Irenka writes in metaphors. This is one of them. She grew up as a foreigner in Belgium, never was able to fit in. She was bullied for her differences and her unique spirit. She says she didn't want the ugly duckling to become a regular white swan, another experience she carries over from her own life.
I think that past of going through these obstacles and not fitting in and all those things change you. So I didn't want him to be like a regular swan that grew up among swans. And I was like, well, you kind of carry your darkness. It makes you different. It makes you more compassionate. It makes you wanting to help others maybe that went through the same trouble. And so I think that there's a lot of people out there that are in the wrong environment, that are surrounded with the wrong people. Not that they're necessarily, you know, mean people, but they just don't get you and they can't see your value. And it's until you find that environment and those people who can see how much, you know, value and worth you have, that you're like, wow, this is where I've always was supposed to be. And I feel like life is a journey about finding that place.
During our listening party, Irenka introduces several songs as dark. She doesn't hide the fact that for 10 years of her young life, she was suicidal.
I mean, it's just a point in life where you just, you know, if your whole environment reflects that bad, negative image to you, you know, of you being ridiculed for what you say or your ideas, be like, silly or stupid or whatever, or you're, you know, you're crazy, or like, in, you know, people will put you down, and, you know, some people, and that makes them feel better. But at some point you're like, well, what, you know, why should I stick around in this world if this world, I don't have anything, apparently nothing of value to offer to the world, you know? I don't see the point of my life. I don't see why I should also endure all this suffering every day. Like, you know, why wake up every day?
What was the turning point?
Well, I made a big decision. I realized that I was just like, well, I honestly thought that I was not going to be able to make it to the age of 20. You know, I was 15 and I had like 5 years ahead. It was like, wow. And then I was 20 and I was like, well, I'm still around. Luckily, you know, I met a few people that became, you know, my best friends, or people who very few people who I kind of like held on to. I decided either, you know, I do something about it and I make my life drastically change, or, you know, I just gotta die or whatever. And so I was like, well, let's pack up and, you know, take off. And so that's when I left for England for 2 years. That was not, you know, the best environment, but it was better because I was by myself. I could start over. There was no one, you know, that had preconceived prejudice against me or things like that. And I could just be exactly who I wanted to be or work to be that person, because your environment is going to be opposed to change.
Irenka spent 2 years in England preparing for the big turning point, her move to America. Her inspiration were the artists, filmmakers, and musicians with whom she could relate.
You know, the way I connected more to who I was, you know, to reading those stories of big artists or people, you know, who had a huge success or social recognition, if we can call it that, rather. And then they had, you know, also stories like that of not being understood and not being accepted and all those hurdles. And I felt closer to them. I felt like I was like, that's where I belong. And I need to, you know, it's just, I need to find a way to get there and to be with those people, because they truly would understand me.
I asked Irenka if she could sing one song for the whole world, which song would it be? She said, Dreamland. It's a beautiful song, another metaphor of her experiences. Making a decision to come to Nashville was a big turning point. But like most turning points, it wasn't so much a solution to her life's challenges as it was a beginning of a beautiful but hard journey. She didn't know anyone here. She didn't have a car, a job, or an apartment. She missed her family and friends. She had no idea how to launch her career. She says it was much like building a ship, launching into the water, and setting it to sail.
I thought that was going to be the hardest part, is to make that decision for sure, and then thought that everything was not going to be easy necessarily, but easier compared to how much it took me to make that decision. And then when I got here, I was like, this is just the beginning, you know? There's this, you have to outpour your energy constantly, the same amount every day. And so I wrote this song as a metaphor, like you explained, about the ship. Building your ship is kind of like building your courage. And you build up that angst and that need, and then that dream to go, finally go and fly and let go. And then you put it on the water, and then, you know, there's no wind. You just gotta blow in your own sail and and row, and then you're lost. You don't even know, because when you're in the middle of the ocean, everything looks the same around you. You don't even know if you're going back to where you came from, or if you're going forward. And then there's storms, you know, and a lot of things that happen in your way. And there's a lot of self-doubt. You're on by your own on that journey. That's tough.
After all this time dreaming, all the courage that it took to sail away. Once my ship was on its I'd be cutting through the waves like the favorite of the race. But on the horizon, surrounded
To say that, you know, Black Swan World is just not just me. There's a lot of people out there, if you're listening, and you're beautiful and you have a lot of value. And even if your direct environment does not reflect that to you, I want you to know that there's a place that you belong and that you can feel free to express yourself the most beautifully and naturally that you were meant to do.
This has been Waking Up in America podcast. Please leave us a comment at wakingupinamerica.net or send us your story via email story@wakingupinamerica.net. Thank you so much for listening. This is your host, Tatiana Taichi Cameron, hoping to inspire you to heal, love, and always uplift others.